at a very interesting time in information technology, where mobility and mobile devices are becoming much more prevalent than fixed workstations, where the workforce is no longer stationed in offices, but now is quite mobile. The conference is going to focus on how does the federal government, how do federal IT providers from industry support the government's transition from a more fixed type of work environment, a fixed type of citizen interaction, to one which embraces mobility. So it's going to be a very interesting time for the government and for those that provide services to the government. ELC is the premier conference where government and industry come together and talk about the most important issues of the day.
I would think with that mobility and changing how the workforce does its jobs, that in addition to maintaining communication, a big issue would be security. Is that going to come up a lot in the conference?
Yes, there's a whole track in the conference on the theme of trust. And probably the most important issue when you're in a mobile world is to be able to trust and make sure that your environment is secure, and that, quite frankly, that the central systems that the agencies have and that the companies have are secure also, that those mobile devices don't corrupt the system or in any way deter the ability to work in a mobile environment.
And I wanted to ask you about the two sides of mobility. There's the mobile workforce of the federal government itself. It's always been mobile, I guess, but now they have much more enablement through these devices. Then there's also the deploying of mobile applications for the public to access federal services. Will you focus on both sides, or this is pretty much enabling the workforce itself?
No, absolutely. We're going to focus on both sides of that question. They're both important, and they have somewhat different answers. Interestingly enough, at the conference itself this year, for the first time, we're going to actually have a mobile app for the participants in the conference. Just was put online yesterday, and you can download it now, and it gives you everything about the conference, speakers, attendees, logistics, et cetera, et cetera. So we're trying to kind of use what we sell and sell what we use, so to speak. The government has to begin to push and use mobile apps with citizens, and that will certainly be a focus of the conference. You can hear some in the conference about those innovative ideas. It's really changing the way the government interacts with citizens and the way citizens interact with the government. And we will also focus on how mobility can be implemented within the government workforce.
Is that one of the key leadership trends that you're watching, is that mobility and how it's influencing the workforce?
Yeah, absolutely. And the conference will have some keynote addresses, so one in particular from Scott Klosky, where he will talk about the general technology trends and specifically the trends in mobility and how that's changing our lives. That is a very visible trend today, and you know where it actually ends up really is going to be interesting to find out. Once you start down this path, there's just so many different avenues and exciting opportunities to exploit the technology.
We're speaking with Lee Holcomb. He is Lockheed Senior VP for Cybersecurity Initiatives and Industry Co-Chair of the ELC Conference. And I wanted to ask you, to what extent is the federal workforce mobile in this way we understand mobile nowadays with very smart devices?
Well, certainly there's been a push in federal government to allow an increasing number of folks to work remotely, at least for a few days a week. But what we find today is the robust environment that we have in our personal lives, the mobile apps that we see on Androids and iPhones don't quite exist in the federal work environment yet. And so part of what we expect to see in the future is a movement towards more robust applications. Also, I think as you get into the field and you start looking at things like military operations or border patrol operations, law enforcement operations, there's many things that mobile devices can bring to those missions that today are served maybe primarily by just a voice connection.
You had mentioned that a lot of the phones, the smartphones that people are using now, things like iPads, iPhones, not necessarily fully integrated into the federal workspace just yet. Do you see that coming down the pike? And if not, what's going to fill the gap between now and then?
Well, I think what's happening right now is that we're seeing executives and other workers within the federal workspace asking why I don't have the same environment in the workplace that I have at home in my personal life. That question keeps getting asked, and pilots are starting all over the place in the federal government to move in that direction. So I think it's happening right now. And the trick is, how do you make that happen efficiently and safely?
And tell us who some of the other key speakers are going to be.
From the federal space, the new federal CIO, Steve Van Roekel, will be addressing the conference. Martha Johnson will be there also addressing the conference. And I think that we have a very rich set of tracks planned with a mixture of industry and government speakers.